At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Do hit that subscribe button if you're not already. You know how it works. You get 3 new interviews sent your way every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Which you can grab us anywhere you get your podcast from. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast, you can subscribe. Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Some great guests have dropped by lately. In fact, so McKenna Grace and Russell Crowe, they're a part of our Best of 2024 series. Travis Fimmel was just here. You know Travis, he's starring in Doom Prophecy. He was also, he led Vikings and Warcraft. We got to talk about the new Dune show. Chris Diamantopoulos is here. Not only is he the voice of Mickey Mouse, but he's also starring in The Sticky on Prime. Christina Milian, Deval Ellis, and Pentatonix all dropped by to talk Meet Me Next Christmas on Netflix. Danny Donahue from The Script was here. REM, Judith Light and Courtney Taylor. Richard Curtis, Claire Forlani, and John Tenney, they're both starring in Cruel Intentions, the series on Prime. We talked with iconic filmmaker John Waters, Tori Amos, Maren Morris, Martin Cove, Susanna Hoffs, Adele. That's what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, catching up with Jeff Daniels. He was just here earlier this year. Jeff and I, when he was here earlier, we got to talk about his songwriting. He had just released a couple singles at that point, as well as some of his recent roles, including American Rust and A Man in Full. So he's back with the second season of his Audible series called Alive and Well Enough. In fact, I get to talk with Jeff and his son, Ben Daniels. Ben produces the series and, much like Jeff, is a musician, plays on it as well. As the log line for the series says here, Jeff Daniels returns with more skits, more songs, and more boundless audio storytelling in season 2 of Alive and Well Enough. Again, Daniels begins in the middle of the action and traipses back and forth, up and down, and side to side in the timeline of his life to figure out how he ended up where he did. But this time, he delves deeper into his craft. He considers himself one of the few actors who didn't want to direct, but instead wanted to write, and write abundantly. The more he wrote, the more he understood his own artistry, the choice of how to interpret a script, and the differences between stage acting and film acting. Daniels remains a sincere student of his own life and on a quest to thoughtfully examine the experiences he's had alongside his peers. And we get to dive so much into that with him and Ben from the technical standpoint of putting the series together, especially you got these one-man plays where Jeff is acting all the roles and the comedic timing of playing against himself is just perfect. We talk about songwriting and noticing inspiration in the moments in some of his most famous roles, including The Newsroom and Dumb and Dumber, and even a movie, he doesn't talk about it, but he does tease it right at the end, a movie he's got coming up with J.K. Simmons. Jeff Daniels plays Ronald Reagan, in the upcoming movie. So we're going to talk about all that and a whole lot more. Let's get into this and discuss season 2 of Alive and Well Enough, out now on Audible. It's Kyle Meredith with Jeff and Ben Daniels.
Good to see you.
Alive and Well Enough, season 2. I really fell in love with that first season. What you all are doing here. Seriously, I don't know if you can put it together because this is it's a memoir. It's a masterclass. It's a song series and they're short plays.
Yeah.
Like, how did you all envision this? How did you all pitch this? You know, I just watched that movie Saturday Night, the Saturday Night Live movie, and it has him trying to explain what it is. And I feel like there's a certain point where maybe that has to happen in the infancy of a series like this.
My agent came to me a couple of years ago and said, do you know that you're the only actor without a podcast? And I said, is that a problem? And he goes, well, I mean, I think you could. I said, all right, look, here's how I'll do it. Unlike like you, I have no interest in calling up friends of mine and getting them so I can interview them on a podcast. I just don't make me do that. But if I can do it all by myself and do it in the way that where I get complete creative freedom to do it and I'm not edited and I'm not, helped, then I'll do it. Otherwise, forget it. So I took aspects of this unplugged guitar show that I've got, which I've been doing for almost 25 years, where I walk out on stage with an acoustic guitar and I start telling stories that lead into songs. That's the set list. 90 minutes later, good night, drive safely. I've been able to do that. It's the actor's one-man show that I have that every actor has in their back pocket. Some people like Henry Fonda go out and do Clarence Darrow, Hal Holbrook did Mark Twain, on and on and on. I've got this unplugged show. So I said, let me figure out a way to put that in there, which then led to, well, let's talk about acting. You've been doing it for 50 years. Why don't you share what it is you do? Okay. And then it became in the plays you write for your theater company, Purple Rose in Michigan. Why don't you read scenes? Well, maybe I should get other actors to do it. No, why don't I read them all? I'll do all the parts. Like we're mixing an album with five instruments. It's just five of me. And then it got interesting. And then I go, oh, why don't I do Snack Time with Harry Dunn, where Harry Dunn from Dumb and Dumber interviews the actor who played him. And so I write it. And I play both, so it just kind of, this is what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to start on the day I was born. I'm not going to do that memoir thing. This is intended to kind of jump all over the place and let one memory lead to another and then maybe into a song and then, see you later. 30 minutes later, we're done. And it worked. It worked. Audible bought it. They gave me the freedom and it worked. And so season 2 is now that we know it works, it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing that the script supervisor told me on Newsroom after the first take of that greatest country in the world speech. After take one, Kim, the script supervisor who would help me memorize the lines, came up to me after take one and whispered into my ear, now you know you can do it, and walked away. That's what season 2 is. Now Ben and I know we can do it, that it works and that there's an audience out there for it. And so in a way, it's even more, there's even more freedom to season 2.
And Ben, for you, like I would imagine, especially, the production side, like wrangling something like this? What was that for you?
We kind of maybe I think you'd arrange it beforehand, written out, kind of keeping it interesting and putting funny stories after sad stories. So we kind of had it built, and then it was just recording it. So it was that part of it was pretty streamlined, I would say. Wasn't too hard to do that. It was just the making sure the voice was loud enough and making sure then mixing the music. That was the easy part.
But you've also, I mean, I would imagine you know these stories. You know the stories, right?
I've heard a lot of them. It was written out, so it was every word in there was necessary, I would say, and made it seem like he was talking it, made it like naturally talking, but it was pretty well thought out. So it was, yeah, I think it was executed the right way, I guess, building it like.
Occasionally I'd record myself and hand it to him, an episode, and I would, in editing, leave out a line or, I mean, there were sometimes Ben would come and go, "What does this mean? What's this?" And I'm going, "Oh, yeah, let me do better there." It's a good kind of, a policeman as far as, are you getting across what you want to get across? Because he's the first one to hear it.
And if it's too long, there were a couple times we pulled some things out, but
Yeah.
didn't feel like it was too often.
And we'll be right back right after this.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle and Meredith with Jeff Daniels and Ben Daniels. Well, even just, I mean, the whole thing about, you playing off of yourself. So there are these moments in here, as you're saying, you're doing these one-man plays, but with several characters. And the timing when you've got a scene partner is one thing, but to hit that against yourself and for it to be entertaining and for it to be funny and for you to find the beats. Like, I love hearing the stories, but on the technical nerd side, like noticing that and seeing you all pull that off, like that's some fancy dancing going on right there. And so,
moving that phrase a little bit, and then putting that one, just a lot of.
Yeah, give me a little bit more of a pause there for that. Yeah, we did some of that. It's fun, when I write a play. I recently, just this fall, at the Purple Rose Theater Company in Michigan, I wrote a play. I wanted to write the funniest play I've ever written in my life.
It's the
Because,
Office Christmas party, right?
yeah, and it was a headline I saw: Office Christmas Party, Grinch in Fight with Rudolph, Police Called. That was the headline. I said, that's a comedy. And so I spent a year writing it up and all over the place. And I said, and I'm going to direct it because the humor is pretty, I mean, I know where the jokes are because I know the playwright. So that plays into it. So as I write something, it's like Sorkin the same way. He acts it out. He knows the timing of it before he hands it to you. And it's up to you to kind of find Sorkin's voice and ride that timing. And that's kind of, you know, when it's well written by somebody like that, you can find it. And that's what I try to do. And so I know where the setups are. I know where the jokes are. I know where the pauses are. So it's I don't have to explain to the writer why we're cutting this line. We just are. It like Ben said, it streamlines it a little bit. I enjoy writing that stuff. Whenever I'm telling a story in season two, and definitely in season three, which I've written, I start to I'll bring my agent. So I'll make up that conversation I have with my agent back and forth, which is close to what was said, you know. But that's where the fun comes in. You kind of get to have some fun with it.
It's really also about noticing that moment of inspiration, right? Like you talk about the Christmas party thing and finding the headline in the newspaper, and thinking about, you know, the story about, you tell a story about your grandpa, and it's sort of in this parallel moment as you're in New York, you know, in the Bohemian days, looking across the way, and there's a lady in the window and all of that. And you find the song in that. And I don't have the title. I wrote down The Old Man Across the Way.
Close. It's called Across the Way. Yeah.
Yeah. Grabbing a hold of those moments of inspiration when you know that's something. Like, we see stuff every single day. Why are you able to notice that moment so magnified and specific?
I was trained to notice those moments at Circle Repertory Company in New York. And I was trained by guys like Marshall W. Mason, who was the artistic director, and Lanford Wilson, who was a Pulitzer Prize winning playwright. Lanford in particular would notice something that someone said, and he would say, "That's a good line." And you know, he was filing it away. And I asked him, and he said, you want a writer? You want to be a writer? Okay. Another actor who wants to be a writer. Okay, terrific. He goes, "If you want to be one, keep your eyes and ears open, because you're going to hear things that you're just going to know. It's a play, it's a song, it's a poem, it's something. And it's the way they say it, it's what you saw." And you start to think like that. You start to think like, is that, and if it, and you start playing what if. You know, somebody, you see a headline that like that, and you go, what if that were a play? What would that be? And then off you go. It's the trigger. So, you know, artists and particularly writers are kind of, you know, laying in wait for that next thing that comes in front of them that they can grab and go, there, that. Songs are easier to grab than plays, but I'm constantly on the lookout. And that's what's so tiring. The creativity, the creative process, the inspiration that artists have never stops. I was telling somebody this morning that I've gotten older, but that creative person that's inside me hasn't aged a day. He still has the energy and that quest for that next thing. And the rest of me is going, yeah. Okay, let us know when you got something good.
Just trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Well, those songs are great moments. Across the Way. The other one I wrote down, again, guessing on the title here, The Last Great Thing I Do. That's the line I picked out.
Yeah, that was, it sounds like so egotistical, but it's, once you've done something that's been heralded, you want another one, you know?
Well, and you know, you write what you know. I mean, that's the thing. Ben, for you, like, again, I think I'm asking the same question in a different way, but like, do you find that there are songs that you wanted represented, or stories that you wanted represented?
No, it's pretty much his thing. So I'm just kind of there to make it sound as good as I can. It was all the, I've played on a few of the songs, I think, in that season, but so that's always fun. It's just kind of, I'm so busy just editing and adding sounds to the different songs. So I'm just keeping up with what he's throwing at me. So I'm got plenty to think about.
Is this your lane for songs as well? The style, is this your comfort zone?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, luckily we play similar music. It's very guitar driven. And like my band is blue, like a bluegrassish band, kind of all that acoustic stuff. So it's, it's the same recording style for the most part, and so that's why we can just pick up and go on the road together, as and have done that in the past, because it's play the same kind of music. And I, that's the finger picking guitar, it's because of him too, and I can't get away from it. I love it. So it's, I try to use a pick, and it's just so much more fun to use no pick.
Kyle, we're the Detroit Lions football team is, you know, great right now. And long story short, I did a thing with Peyton Manning a couple of years ago where we did a comedy bit when the Lions were just awful, trying to break the curse of Bobby Lane, who was a Lions quarterback who was traded in 1958 and apparently on his way out the door turned back and yelled, "This franchise won't win another championship for 50 years," and left. And true, they didn't. And so Lions fans thinks there's a curse. And so Peyton and I did this comedy bit, and the day after it aired, the Lions won 8 out of the next 10. The next year, they went to the playoffs all the way to San Francisco, and now they're 11-1. I am getting complete credit for having broke the curse with Peyton of Bobby Lane. So I wrote a song. I was on the Thanksgiving show the Lions Thanksgiving show this past couple weeks ago. And that's why I'm there, because I'm the guy who broke the curse. I will walk by fans and they will scream at me that I actually broke a real thing that existed and doesn't anymore. And so I ended that little Thanksgiving pregame show with, "Well, here's a song I wrote called The Curse of Bobby Lane." And I gave him three verses, and the response online was positive. So next week, Ben and I are going to get in the studio with his band, and we're going to record it. We're going to just like, boom. So in the event that they go far in the playoffs, this song can ride right along with them. But that's an example of, you know, me just going to Ben and his band and going, "Here's the demo. What do you guys hear?" And I can't wait to see what these guys put on it next week.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle and Meredith with Jeff Daniels and Ben Daniels.
And you know, you're saying all the right words. I'm in Kentucky, and you start mentioning bluegrass and all the obvious things that come along with that, you know, in the acoustic style. And even hearing you, you know, Jeff, you talking on there, I mean, even outside of that thing and the big rock stuff, I mean, I'm such a Seeger fan. Mm-hmm. Somehow that's a weird thing for my generation. That's a lot of my friends didn't take to him the same way I did. And, you know, anytime I hear someone talking, it's like, "Oh, I'm grabbing onto that hard." That's, you know, that's, I think the fire inside, when you talk about storytellers, and that was one of his later hits, that was a 90s thing, but just these long stories that, you know, a lot of artists don't attempt that kind of lyricism in songs very often anymore. And it is noticeable when you get a storyteller in a song, as we're talking about your music as well. You know, it's very noticeable and it's very unique. And I don't know, man, it just hits harder, heavier, you know.
Well, I think, thank you. It's a combination of there's a combination of having been brought up around playwrights in the 70s. They told stories with beginning, middle, and ends. And when I started writing, I found people like Steve Goodman and Arlo Guthrie. Arlo, for God's sake, Alice's Restaurant's a story with music underneath it.
All 18 minutes.
All 18 minutes. But that was hugely influential. And Steve Goodman and Guy Clark and Lyle Lovett and John Hyde, guys that told stories with a guitar in their lap. And because I was coming out of playwrights, it was a natural kind of progression. You mentioned Across the Way. It's a beginning, middle, and end. And it's, in a way, it's like the story structure you have for a play. You know, it's the same thing. And it's very much of the folk tradition that I was interested in. You know, Christine Lavin's another one, Cheryl Wheeler. I mean, these are people that could stand on a stage with a guitar and use that guitar to tell you a story, and you were captivated. And there's an art to that. I watched Stevie Goodman do it at the Bottom Line in New York in the late 70s. There's an art to it. And I said, I want to figure out how to do that. Utah Phillips is another one. Perfect example. Somebody that can stay. He has a song, had a song, he passed away, called The Great Railroad Divide. And I went to see him at the Ark in Ann Arbor, a club, and it lasted 20 minutes. It's just three chords, three verses, a couple of chords, 20 minutes. He kept stopping it and telling us a story about a moose or a boxcar he was in Idaho, and then he'd start it up again. He got done. I told my agent, Jim Fleming, I said, Jim, that's some of the best improv I've ever seen. He goes, it's not improv. He does it the same way every night.
Every
You're
night.
going, I know how to do that. I
Yeah.
know how to do that. So that was all of those things kind of kicked me into doing it seriously.
Well, and seeing how that all plays out again in this series with it alive and well enough, because everything that you said is also, this podcast or this Audible series, because it was important for me to hear you talk about why and how you do the things as well in the way of the storytellers. I mean, the choices we make. The choices we make. I was thinking I could have been an actor if it wasn't for music. And maybe you would have been a full-time musician if it wasn't for acting, And just hearing about how that road, kind of snakes along and how you got to where you did and the choices you make and the movies you make. I mean, it meant a lot more than just the entertainment value.
Well, I appreciate that. It is a kind of a, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with your life? And at this point with me, what did you do with it? And how did you get here? And what'd you learn along the way? I really try to share some of that stuff. When I just did a movie with Jared Harris and J.K. Simmons, and I have an approach that welcomes them, that invites them in. Versus, Star School, where you push people away. It's my close up, shut up. It's different. And I learned that at Circle Rap, but it's fascinating to me to get into scenes and to try to explain what that is and how it happens. And good actors like those two guys, great actors, all of a sudden, the next thing you don't know each other at all. You haven't rehearsed it at all. And it's as real as if it's happening for the first time. And the camera's got it, cut print. So I try to explain what that is, how I get to it, because it travels. It's lasted decades.
Well, I loved it. I seriously did. I loved every episode of this. Hope we get to talk about that movie in the future too. I'm looking forward to that one. Jeff, Ben, thank you both so much for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it.
And my thanks to Jeff and Ben. Season 2 of Alive and Well Enough is out now on Audible. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Before you leave, make sure to hit that subscribe button. You'll get three interviews just like this one sent to you every week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions. Anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review if you feel so inspired as well. It really does help out so much. After that, you can head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There are bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from My Morning Jacket, Joan Baez, Bruce Springsteen, Sam Fender, Pavement, Bjork, John Hyatt, Better Than Ezra, Michigander, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Willie Nelson, Alison Russell, Don Henley, Relay, Sammy Ray and Friends, Counting Crows, The Smashing Pumpkins, Lenny Kravitz, and my interview with Suzanne Vega. That's what you get when you tune in weeknights starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.